Ezikiechukwu Okoronkwo, Nigeria ex-international boxer and sports ambassador of boxing. I want to use this medium to address a very important issue that is affecting the growth of our youth empowerment in Southeast State and in other parts of Nigeria. Why I'm saying Southeast State is that most of us have been told to go back to our zones and develop the zones. Like in sports, we have regions. So as I am living in Enugu, I am duty bound to cover the Southeast States. That's why every time I always talking about Southeast States, because Nigeria is already functioning in a regional zones. The problem that is facing our sports institutions are caused by the unemployment of the active athletes. Like most of our boxers now that have been discovered through speaker boxing talent hunt that are being used by many states in Southeast States. I want to send a warning to them that none of those boxers will represent them in the any national competition if they don't start paying them as active athletes. And there are some of them that there are some of our boxers that have been paid as allowances. They pay them allowances. That one is not enough. You should employ them as an active athlete. I was employed as an active athlete during our own days, and I made it, and I projected the state, and today I'm contributing positively to the development of the state. So the director of sports, most of them are our mates in sports, and they know what I'm talking about, and they should not allow themselves to be intimidated by the commissioners or the governors, because we owe them accountable and are responsible. We might become something that they might not expect, because they know how these people, they know how people are suffering to make it in sports. So now they are in position, they should be able to write papers, put the right documentation in order, so that those people will be employed and be paid. Because these children, they are from pairs, they're coming from different homes. Most of them, they come from communities, and we will expose them, and instead of them to maintain them, they will not maintain these guys. And by so doing, these guys, when any of them got the opportunity and travel outside Nigeria, will refuse to come back to Nigeria, because believing that Nigeria, they don't care about people. So what we should do now is we should start giving them what they are right, what they are due, so that they will know that the administrators meant well for them. So I'm sending warnings to all the directors of sports. They should get this message to the commissioners of sports, and the commissioners should get it to the governors, the Southeast governors, who we withdraw all these our boys from them. Our boys, some of them now, they employ them in army, some in police, some in navy, some in different kind of paramilitary and all those things. Those ones are not the one I'm talking about. The one I'm talking about is the ones that are being reserved for the sports councils, for the Ministry of Youth and Sports. And I'm planning to use them for National Sports Festival. What do you keep for them? Is it after festival you give them 1 million naira or 2 million? You think that is all? You should employ them. Let them know that the system is working, so that when they will know that they are good, they are representing the state. When they travel outside, they will come back and develop the state. If you don't do it like that, they will look as the government is using them as a hit and run people. So we should be able to do the needful. So but for my own action, and we withdraw them. I know that many of our coaches will not be happy with me, but I'm ready for anybody. If they don't do the right thing, I will defend these boys. If anybody wants fight, we will fight. I won't take any nonsense from people. They are making these boys to be frustrated. When our boys are frustrated now, they will lose hope. I'll be talking to them, calming them down in different parts of the state. And if they stop listening to me now, they might join bad gang. And now they are being secured, and people will start calling for you to bad name. Why can't the people that are in charge of the government position do the needful for these people? Like me, I was being projected and managed by the state government and the federal government, and today I am okay. So why can't they project those people? Me, I'm not a civil servant, and the civil servant should do their job. If anybody stops you, call or tell us. Then we will not go out and do the needful. You can't just be saying that the commissioner or the governor, let's do your work first. Put the bright papers in order and give us a copy. Give me a copy. You see what will happen. I'll be working with some top politician. Like I'm working with speaker, and I found out that the speaker is doing very well. He's doing very well. Speaker, like speaker, Enugu State House Assembly. He's doing very well. We've been coordinating boxing at the grassroots, doing things, and I saw he has passion for the youth development. And for me, seeing that, there's no way I can come and talk against him because he's doing well. So now, where is the problem coming from? The problem is coming from the directors of sports. And they don't give the right information to the commissioners. I've been doing something like Enugu State. I've been interacting with the commissioner. I found out they have good plans. Some recent boxing they did, the boxers did, and the commissioner gave them a award. So I've been asking myself, where is this problem coming from? I mean, this thing is coming from the sports family, because we are not politicians. It's we that is causing the problem, because we are not even giving them the required memo that they will move to the government house, so the governor will do the right thing. If governor refuses to do the right thing, we protest. We do something that will make him know that yes, it's we that he is governing. He cannot come and be imposing something that is wrong on us. It's we that he should protect our interests. So this is how it should be. Now this year is a year of seriousness. If any government refuses to do the new, we not project them. Let them go there and represent themselves. Let them go and bring their children. Let their children go there and compete. That is my word. Thank you. I still must this case go, the Nigeria Sports Ambassador.